الحمد لله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. خلق الإنسان ضعيفا. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الصلاة إمام الدين، فمن أقامها أقام الدين، ومن تركها فقد حطم الدين، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Allah has granted us many boons and favors, and daily, said hourly, in fact, every second of our lives, we utilize these boons and favors for our advantage. And at times we are angry, and at times we forget that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with these boons and favors. The faculty of seeing, the faculty of hearing, the faculty of listening, the faculty of moving to one place from one place to another. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with all those boons and favors, has blessed us with the dawlat of iman. Sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala from the day, they had iman. We have got iman. They had the Quran in front of them. We are from the Quran. They had, alhamdulillah, the living example of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have got the living example of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recorded in books. And we know about the wajib and the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But they had a world at the feet. They say the world is ruling us. When the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes into life, meaning of which is that the only person runs after the world runs away from him. And the only person runs away from the world comes at his feet or comes towards him. Today, we are modern economics and our mentality, which is designed and programmed by the Western corrupt system of education, which prevails in this country also. Remember, the Western style of thinking is a Western system of education which designs a person into a money-making machine is a corrupt system. Islamic education was designed so that you and I look and focus our attention towards the after. And when we do anything, we do it for the after. The Western system of education, whether it is in this country or any other Western place, they have designed you so that you must become a money-making machine and you must work and you must work until you are dead. Sahaba Ikram had iman. And what quality in their iman they had, which is outstanding, and which we can have, which we have it, our problem is solved. They had full conviction that whatever is in the Quran, whatever is in the Hadith, is true. Whatever is recorded by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whatever statement comes out of the mouth of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is truth and nothing but truth. That is why we are able to present for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sacrifice for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their lives, their family, their blood, their energy, their wealth, their property. Without hesitation, without the blinking of an eye. Because they had this quality of conviction in them that the Quran is hot, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whatever you say, that is hot. And today you and I have got 101 questions on any source of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why we cannot adopt that way of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our major translations and dealings and our way of life. Previously, I discussed the conditions of the Arabs as far as their beliefs are concerned. Today I want to skip over a few points concerning their social condition. The disposto a promettere di essere disponibile before the event of the meeting in the Italian because see the social condition and observe what you have been for us here. Now look at the locality is other place. And thereafter, decide whether we are spiritually progressive or retrogressive. During the times of ignorance, Ayam Jahiliya, these women were treated as private property. Property is commodity to be sold as low things, as things. And the women were encouraged to be loose, to be moving around, to be mixing with the males. And those females which had flirtatious feelings or inclinations or flirtatious minds, they should adorn themselves, dress themselves properly, and they should go outside the localities so that the men could take advantage of them and utilize them. And the women as I said, they should allow everybody to come to them. To allow every man, and many men should walk at the same time. Many men should take advantage of it. And to cap it off, it is recorded in the hadith that when an offspring was born, when a child was born, then that woman should now look at that child. And then it should fall. It should fall the other people. It should fall the shareholders. Those who are working the same garden, those that were involved in the site, those that were taking part and who are not a part of that offspring, she should call them, tell one of them, or nine of them, whoever they are. She should call them, and now the woman should adopt two methods. One is for the woman to look at the offspring, and then she should look at the nine shareholders, and she says, that one is the father. That's who was going to say, that is the father. Because he knows where he was. Is it happening in our society, in our locality, or is it happening anywhere? Shareholders, the private property, and as soon as the private property, shareholders. Another person was, they should have professional people, experts. Then they were the doctors of their age. They should look at the child and now look at the nose of the father, and look at the nose of the mother, and look at the nose of the shareholders. They are this one looks at the father, look at the ears there, look at the ears there. And then you look at the feet here and see, oh, this is the possible father, and say, this is the father. And then go over there and say, I am the father. The woman has become so loose. If Nabi Ali is the father, he is the father. And he goes to patients in that environment, and he shows in that environment, and he meets all those people to such an extent that when the woman went out, no one was able to see him. I asked the person when they came down, they came down in the evening, and by the morning the woman was in contact, and no one was able to see them. That is crazy. That is people in cars and going around with the woman are moving around with half naked, and then they say, what is happening? And there will be a communication with this outfit. You don't go in the window, the window will come. You don't go in the window, then everything can happen, then anything can happen. Then the farmers will understand this example. That when you're running a farm and you've got cattle, then you have to get professional boots to do some jobs. Why you have to reach to increase the ability to go up? So in the days of the Arabs, that the people felt I'm low class. Now my wife, she was going to a noble class. And that fellow, he was now producing for ten. So she says, allow wives, allow children, allow people, members of society to go to the fellow, and then go for a global classroom. He should now do what he wants to do, and then decide to be born and say, well, this is now good. This is good for me. This is good for us. It is difficult that now society and locality, that the Muslim is not protecting himself and not his wife, not his daughters, not his children. How can you allow someone to talk to your wife in privacy? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that as they use to not even stand எல்லாரும் நெகட்டிவ் ஜெண்டர் ஸ்கொலர் விட்டு ஜெண்டர் அல்ஹம்துலில்லாஹ் வில் பீ ஸ்மேஷ் ஃபார் தி ஜெண்டர் தி 500 டைம்ஸ் இன் தி ஜர்னி தி பிரேக் ஆஃப் தி ரிஷல் டே அல் நபிய் ஸல்லல்லாஹு அலைஹி வஸல்லம் சே தி தையூ தி ஓல் தி ஸ்டாண்டர்ட் பேஜ் அவர் எல்லாம் கூலி செய்யும் So that person who allows a stranger to visit his wife in the desert, that person who allows a stranger to visit his wife in the desert. The Prophet Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that from congratulations were from that woman who protects her sanctity and dignity and honor in the absence of the husband. And how she does it? Because if someone knocks at the door, then she replies in a harsh tone that who you are, what you are. Maybe it's not come to me, hello, good morning, thank you, take me, you are all so, come inside, be like the family, you like my mother, you like my mother, you like my brother, come inside, this is very good, and then you say, this is a separate time. We bother the problem and then cry over the problem. A kindly woman but protect the child, but you also to protect your child. Doesn't mean you put your eyes in front of the house, put on your eyes and you start going around on the ground. That is, those days, we are very ruthless people. That when the camel was moving, that they should slash the camel while it is alive, and it will take part of the body off and force it to eat. That is, help the animal walking, the sheep or something, then slash the living bone and make it safe and put it in the heat. Then if it's a petrol, punish someone, then you put it into a cabinet, then close it and then seal it, and then put it into battle and starve you to death. There were so many humans that when a person passed away and he had a favorite camel, he take the camel and put it by the graveside, and put it by the graveside, and let the camel then die. Let the camel starve to death and be thirsty and die. One of the things happened at the grave, don't it? And the Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the dynamic personality, with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with divine money on his side, he came to the leader of the society. Leader of the servant God, scholar the servant God, speaker the servant God, but there is no one that will be a priest of Allah or his best friend. When you see the condition and observe the condition that there is me, then you can realize what a dynamic personality you are. Our society is not so bad as it. Does it mean it is not so bad that you are just doing everything and do something? The error, and this error, was not in all the sense, in certain sense, that they should raise their brother to life. There was one person, one Sahabi, Radi Allah Ta'ala, that he came before the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he narrated to his children. And one was another narrator, that he had married about 10 of his daughters. They sent him a defect, a flaw, to have brothers in their parents. The Sahabi says, in front of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then I went on a journey, my wife was pregnant. I came back and I inquired, what has happened? She said, the child has come and gone. Meanwhile, the baby, girl was born. And she had given the child up and given the neighbor to the gospel. Because the neighbor child would, they believe the child had, and they did not grab it by the hair, but as a demon. That child should come and play with the mother and the father. As far as you play with the child, you need to name the child. When the child was not free, now moving and talking, when the child was now walking, and when the child was now moving for birth, and when the child was not understanding, when the wife of now came to you, the child was saying, let's go, let's spouse. And she did that. Was out in the house and behaved with the child, took the necessary equipment and went. swear to you, in this heat, in this fucking heat of bed, is over this book. And when he fails, and he begins to read the book, and he fails, the innocent is asking the father, that I am not praying for you. I am not one of you, who my father wrote him. Why don't you do this to my little man? See that he was so close to me. He needed talking. And the time to come and go and write the book of the father, so my father offered to me. And the son of Satan said, I have no mercy. Not a drop of mercy came in my heart, but I tell you what he and I said to him, put this right in front, and I must climb the top of the side and get the top of it. And the time to say, oh my father, what have I done? Why are you doing this? That's why I deserve this. And he said, I have not only freely for the fire, and I have not only broken for the fire in my heart, but I have not for the fire, and for me, and these things tonight, I can never come and say, oh my God, what have you done? What have you done? What have you done to me? But the mean police sometimes will give you that head. The mean police sometimes will work for those people. The mean police sometimes will work for those people who have been surprised by millions of the time. The mean police sometimes will work for those people that we don't know. Who stands for the church today, and it's our belief that the God is worthy of the power of God and the last part of the belief. That is the good thing that is the need. Father, not to me, that the sons are able to take over their mothers. Such a genius friend, and such a genius friend. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the ayat of the church, come up with such a genius thing. Take your mothers and your wives. And there's what usually can be. And what many things that people should fight with. More of our problems of the other, and truthfully, and spiritually, merciless. There was a war amongst two tribes, and the war was caused by one tribe, and another tribe they had the hostages. They had the hostages. And this is how it is, one horse of war, and the other party protested that no, you cheated, that is why you are. You have deceived them. And that is why you are wrong. The better to come to the soul, the dispute proved, and he won. Why? Because one horse won, and the other horse won, and one horse party will make it. What they see, heavily, usually, these are things which will proceed very far. If you want to be wrong of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to send the Tawqah and grip us and destroy us, then we must go to heavily, usually, in certain directions, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will destroy us in that very way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is working by us, and we require Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us all. That war between two hostages lasted for 40 years. In that 40 years, they were not embracing each other. They were not pushing each other. They were not hugging each other in friendship. They were killing each other. They were planning and plotting and ruthlessly killing each other. They were killing the men folk and the children. Everybody was involved in those two parts. Why? Because two hostages were involved. These days, you push them all together. Then the Qur'an is decided to that they want us. They want us to finish me. Remember that the Qur'an is our local enemy. That he is deciding his policy, economic policy, and policy to bring us to divert our attention from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A Muslim is a potential reformer. Every Muslim, realize your value. Look at the values that you are going to. And look what you have to do as your blood, and what is doing to us. Put the money on the houses. We see that now it comes in 3-4 months and 6 months in, there will be handicapped factors taking place, as well as the Muslim takes it. Sweat money. Because it is sweat money, and it puts it on the house. And then it sits through the TV and puts it in the house, not like a movie. And then the day you will keep yourself in the view, because the money is gone. This is an intelligent. Remember, if money is going to be deadly, if your believe that if you are guilty, if you believe that you have harmed people, then question your income. Question your income. If it comes to empty way, it goes to empty way. If you spend for your money, it goes in the right direction. And if you not resist our own mentality, then when you allow it, then you will have a problem. It is for you and every individual on the country, not only that those who pass through our world, but every individual that you must now sacrifice from your wealth, however falling into the media is, that you sacrifice from the place of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only for yourself, but your wealth also in the place of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are so many projects in our community that you should support. Let me introduce Allah as your king in those times. And alhamdulillah, he reformed those people. He changed those people with his dynamic personality. And he formulated that he used those things